As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
He loved everything about her. He loved her inside. He loved her outside. They got married. As soon as they got married, she changed her outside. She wants a reduction. He's like, what? What? This is not what I signed up for here. Kristen's got the email.
Hey there, Burt Show. I hope you're doing awesome. Podcast listener from Pennsylvania that found you guys on Facebook. I thought my dilemma would be right up your alley. So here we go. Be prepared for boob chat. I got married a little over a year ago. My now husband and I dated for 7 years, so we've been through quite a bit together prior to getting married. He's always known me to have large boobs. And by large boobs, I mean triple D's.
Oh, that's like damn.
You nailed it. Lately, I've been seriously considering getting a breast reduction. It's mostly for aesthetics, but it's also about physical comfort too. Carrying around these bad boys all day isn't always a picnic. But here's the kicker. My husband is a self-professed boob guy. He's always been pretty vocal about his love for my assets, and I can't help but wonder if getting a reduction would change things for him. I totally get that it's my body and my choice, but I can't help but worry he'll think I took advantage of him. By that, I mean I got him to marry me, and now I'm taking his boobs away. How do I balance my own comfort and happiness with his triple D joy? I'm hoping somebody else in the Burt Show community has been in a similar situation and could lend some guidance.
All right, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. You haven't complained enough about how uncomfortable your boobs are to this dude. Because if it was strictly aesthetic and you come to him, he's going to feel one way about it. But if you're in pain every single day, and Cassie has told us time and time again that big boobs are sort of a curse, man. They hurt her lower back every day. She's not here to speak for herself because she's at a podcast convention, but they hurt every single day. It's hard to find clothes that wear. But specifically, if my woman came to me and she said, this is the reason why I'm in pain every day, it is a no-brainer. Forget a F my feelings in a case like this. You go from D's to B's, I can live with it.
I completely agree. I don't think the aesthetics thing needs to even be brought up. I think if you go to him and you explain that you are, it's like you said, it's no picnic dealing with this all the time. As a man, it's nothing you can do but be understanding and accept that. It just is what it is at that point. You want your wife to be comfortable.
Yeah, well, it's a real medical ailment. So you have to think about how your husband would respond to you if you had any other pain going on. If you came to him and said, I have chronic migraines, he's going to throw Excedrin at you probably. If you've got lower back pain from something else that's not your boobs, he's going to suggest like a heating pad or something. So I think that if he's the good guy that you married, that I'm assuming you got into a relationship with, he's going to feel the exact exact same way about the boob situation. Just because it has to do with something a little more, you know, spicy in other areas, I don't think that it's actually going to be a problem, because it's something that's going to help you live your life better.
I have a friend whose wife got a breast reduction, and this was 14 years ago, and he's still upset about it.
Come on.
14
really?
Years?
How yeah, big of I a mean, reduction?
When I say, like, upset, like, he still misses them to this day. Like, he's a boob guy, and she did a reduction, and he was like, yeah, I still wish they were there.
How many letters we talking?
I don't remember how much of a reduction it was. I mean, she had substantial boobs and went down to something that was just like, you know, just normal, right? Mm-hmm. But he didn't want normal. He wanted big.
Mo wants to know how far down the alphabet we went.
Yeah.
From D to A.
I'm trying to understand his pain.
I mean, back me on this if you agree. Like, if a dude falls in love with you, right, and he's a boob guy and you don't have boobs, that's not going to stop him from falling in love with you.
I've always felt that way. Like, I mean, yes, most of the men that I've known in my life, they have their preferences, of course, right, of what they would prefer. But when you meet your person or the woman that makes you feel that way, you don't care about that. It is what it is at that point. I'm in love with you, not necessarily what you have.
He might rather it be different, but he's not going to, like, be like, nah, man, I'm throwing the whole thing out just because you don't have big boobs or a big butt or a flat stomach. I know dudes are superficial, but we're not like that.
Not at that point. I don't think. Not when you meet your person. That doesn't matter at all.
Hey, Ginger, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey.
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 Hey. What's up? What's going on?
So I had this exact same thing happen. So I had a size E.
Ooh.
Wow. And, yeah, it was a monster. he was all about my boobs, and he would brag about me. He's like, oh, I married her, you know, because of this. And, well, I came to him, and I'm like, look, I need to get these handleable. So I got, and yeah, he was a little bit bummed out, but I mean, after them, they're still boobs.
He's
they're
like, I'll handle them for you.
Yeah. Wasn't there some kind of compromise there? Maybe get one done?
Oh, my God, get out of here.
Just turn it into one big boob.
Then you only got back pain on one side of your body.
Right. Yeah, isn't that what marriage is all about, compromise?
Compromise, yeah, yes. And she would, I mean, definitely be compromising by having a lopsided chest. So,
I mean, you're only going to be with this guy for the rest of your life. Or if you reduce one side, you just double up on the other.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a double J cup, and yes, you heard that right, double J, and it was miserable. And so I went, had the consultations done, everything. My husband was not happy about it. You know, he was thinking I would go to nothing. I did it anyway. Yeah. I didn't care that he was unhappy because I was in so much pain every day.
Yeah.
I went from the double J to a double D, and then he was fine afterwards because he realized, oh, now they're really nice and pretty, and they're still more than a handful for me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, that's an embarrassment.
I never regret it.
That's an embarrassment of riches right there. To go from JJ's from Jesus to damn.
Yep, there you go.
You're still in the game. It's all good.
And here is Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. So, yes, personally, I do have a nice set, but my grandparents have been married 73, 74 years, and my grandmother refuses to get a reduction because my grandfather likes them too much, and she has divots, like, I mean, half-inch, three-quarter-inch divots in her shoulders.
Good Lord. What? This is the first time I've ever asked this question. How big are your grandmother's boobs?
I am happy to say that I don't know that answer, but they're bigger than mine, and I have a triple D, so.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So, you know, then, I mean, next time you're at grandma's house, you got to slip in that bedroom.
I know.
And slip in that lingerie drawer.
Now.
See what that bra size is, and report back to the Burt Show so we know how big your grandma's.
We won't sleep till we know.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.